USA Radio News.
The U.S. government says testing the unvaccinated comes with a $22 million price tag each month.
The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And the CDC is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The Canadian House of Commons erupted in shouts of condemnation Wednesday after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau replied to a Jewish member of Parliament by stating this.
Mr. Speaker, Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians who deserve to be able to get to their jobs, who be able to get their lives back. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
The Speaker of the House of Commons told Trudeau to avoid inflammatory language. Hillary Clinton took to Twitter on Wednesday regarding Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into her alleged involvement in spying on Donald Trump. Clinton referred her followers to a Vanity Fair article and blamed the political right. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Used car prices continue to rise, and the ripple effects could be felt for quite some time.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com senior manager of insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, 70 months. That's new and used. Used vehicles are going $500 a month on average. So this isn't just a here and now problem. If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
That's Tim Berg reporting from the Phoenix Bureau. American John Schuster and the defending Olympic curling champions won a last chance match to qualify for the playoffs at the Beijing Olympics. The Americans will play Britain in the semifinals later Thursday night. And a Florida judge ruled that records related to Bob Saget's death and the sensitive information in it will stay in the hands of his family for now. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.